it was difficult to feel that there was universal acceptance for the idea of women. I think a lot of us were hugely surprised in 1976 when the General Synod said, there's no theological objection to the ordination of women. And I thought, gosh, I never thought of that. Never even thought of a woman being a priest, you know. And I had two priest uncles, one Anglican and one Roman Catholic. It had never occurred to me. And I didn't really think very much more about it at that time until I was asked as a journalist to go and investigate a meeting of St. Bridget's Society, which was an ecumenical little group of women meeting to discuss women's ministry in the church. And someone from England was coming over to talk to them. And that was the beginning of my education. And if you think of me, I mean, I was a pretty liberated woman. I expected to have whatever career I wanted, just like a man, so long as I didn't want to do gross manual labor, you know. Mm. But the church had just never suggested itself to me that it would be a thing for women. And so if I was not geared into that idea, think of all the conservative men and women around who would not have been geared into it at all. And it was quite a revolution in people's thinking, really. Mm. So you ask, was it difficult? When one got to the stage of trying to see how this could go forward in the General Synod in the early 80s and the mid-80s, then we came to the point that, in fact, a lot of the male clergy didn't like the idea of having women colleagues at all. And that took many years to work through. In fact, it took the whole decade of the 80s before we got the vote in 1990 for the ordination of women. Mm. Many men would have been generally supportive, but many felt threatened by it, and many felt, no, this is just not something for women. Women have other gifts, but ours is the gift of priesthood. And they came up with all the usual reasons, which would still be the reasons of the Roman Catholic Church today, most of them. But deep down, I felt that it was a psychological thing, more than a theological thing.
And so for women today who are going forward for ordination, is it a much easier road for them now?
Yes, it's much easier. That doesn't mean to say there's no prejudice. And I was talking to someone who would be very in the know the other day who said that it was harder for women to get their first curacy than for men. A woman could be very, very good, but a man who is less good would be liable to be picked over her still. Now, that's sort of hearsay, but it comes from a very informed source, shall we say.
Mm. Now, to go back a bit, as you said, you were a journalist, you had a career in broadcasting yourself. Where do you think the vocation came from?
That's an interesting one. It's very personal, actually. The vocation really came through my husband's death, my first husband, Peter Kennelly. He became very ill with cancer. And really, I had always managed my spiritual life on my own. I mean, go to church, all right, but it was not a big part of my life, relating to a church or a clergyman or anything. But when you have somebody belonging to you so closely who's desperately ill, you need help, not just for yourself, you need it for them. And that was when I found the Church of Ireland Church, which became my family, my support, my inspiration, my comforter, my prayer, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was through that experience I suddenly realized that although I had never got very much from the church up to that year, the church had an enormous amount to give to people. And I had received so much from my own parish that I just felt I wanted to give some of it back, and having perceived the church as not particularly helpful, I wanted to make sure that I made it that little bit more helpful, and that was the root of my vocation.
Now, you're publishing your book, Embracing Women, and there's a marvellous photograph on the front of it with the late Dominican Rom Dodd, who was obviously very open to the idea of the ordination of women. Was that an important photograph for you to have?
Well, it was a very dramatic photograph at the time. I won't say it was an important photograph for me to have, but it was so symbolic of the acceptance of men and clergymen, and very striking in that this was a Roman Catholic clergyman. What I love about the photo, though, is not only that symbolism there, but the very frank affection on both sides. And the way that photo was taken was that I had not known that Romy was at that service. I hadn't even thought to invite him, although he'd been terribly, terribly good to us when Peter was dying and had preached at his funeral and so on and so forth. Just, I hadn't seen him for years and it didn't occur to me. But I turned round after the ceremony and greeting various people, and there was Rom. And we were just so delighted to see each other, because he was the first Roman Catholic priest I ever met in Ireland, and he was a sort of support to both Peter and me down the years. And so it's for that I value it, really, because it reminds me of Rom's affection and acceptance.